Contacting clients. Today we are going to talk about how you are going to contact your clients and what techniques you have to take into the consideration to have a fruitful discussion with your clients. You have to know and focus on the three different ways and the three different things if you want to start any communication, any contacting with your clients. Firstly, think about communication tools and path of conversation. Is it in messaging, or it's going to be on calling, or it's going to be on face-to-face meetings? You know, we have some pretty, you know, traditional method like emails and, you know, likes, you know, notes and so on. But these days you are using social media in the text formats, in the chattings, you know, and so on. And also, we have a call talking in the social media or direct phone call. And also, we have face-to-face connections and, you know, ways of communication and contacting to your clients, which has the highest level of communication. And it is the easiest level of communication in the building trust. But it's an expensive way, you know, it's really expensive than other communications in online methods, in texting, in callings and so on, because you have to take a trip, and or your client have to take a trip, you have to go somewhere, so it needs some cost. It has it's more expensive than other kinds, but it's build the trust more than any other way. And this method used from the past till today. Also, the second way is before calling, we need to determine which way to communicate with the people. After that, you have to take care about the second factor, which is the content. It's the text of your conversation. Different dialogues and scenario in which you are going to talk with your customer. The third thing that you have to take into consideration is presenting or presentation of the text. If it is messages, it doesn't include the tone, because everyone can read these text format in its own tone. The meaning and the tone of the speakers is not transferred much. Even many of the problems and troubles and fights are happened because of these messaging between friends and family through these misunderstanding. Also, we must to be able to have a proper presentation to be able to sell our products. Various factors are important into the presentation, such as a tone, expression technique, negotiation techniques, and the negotiation techniques include self-psychological, intimacy in communications, social etiquettes, questions and answers, knowledge and techniques, approval and licenses, and etc. So till now, we told you that you have to think about the three different factors. The ways of communication and contacting, that you have to choose which type of the social media, face-to-face or so on, you are going to choose. Secondly, the content of your speaking with the client. And third, the presentation. But in this part, I want to tell you 14 different miracles sales techniques that you should follow in presenting and communication with customers. If I want to talk about this sales technique, I want to start and begin with being ready mentally. Being ready is a mental matter that you shouldn't be stressed. And you shouldn't be, ready. You should be ready to communicate and talk with your clients. After that, the second point is your goal. Your goal is to sell the product to your clients.
So the goal is really important. You know, don't do everything without a goal. You should see if it's a tool, content, presentation you have chosen will lead you to the goal and it's right or not.
I mean, when you have the goal, you can check all your activities, all the content, all the ways, and you can check them. Is it the right way or not? Because it's my goal, it's my destination, so these are the path to reach the goal.
So you can check them all. Third thing you have to take into the consideration is the tone. Your tone should be cool and dominant. Your authority, professionalism, and expertise should be presented into your tone. And the other party should be understand that you are expert and know what you are doing. This is not something that you have to tell to your customers. The customer should realize and accept your professionalism.
So they will check your tone, they will check you how much you are ready, how much you are mentally ready. Okay? So you have to talk in the best way, do the lots of practicing to be capable in this way.
Also, there are many exercises and practice, such as reading the book, listening to the podcast, watching educational videos, that you have to practice and then record your voice and listen to it. So after that, you can see, do you like to listen your speaking several times, or would you like to send your voice to your friend and they are interested to listen to you or not? According to this practice, you can understand your advantages and disadvantages. Fourth thing is increasing self-confidence and self-esteem. Self-confidence is a belief of others in you, and self-esteem is your confidence in yourself. Also, the self-esteem is a primary matter that you have to achieve it. And self-confidence is a matter that after self-esteem, other people believe on you.
So it means that first of all, you have to believe in yourself and then expect others respecting you and accepting you.
To practice this one, I advise you to attend several meetings and open your video, even talk to the meeting, participate in the meetings, and talk in front of the people in any different data, in different topics. Fifth is stay away from the margin. Stay away from the margin in communication. I mean, you have to specify the scenario and the text that you are going to talk about it, and do not tell a story that has nothing to do with your topic.
It's a commercial, you know, discussion, communication I have with the client, so it's not going to talk about the family issues. Or, for example, one day you want to become familiar, become friend with your client, so you are not going to talk about the details of the deals. You have to talk about the family issues.
According to your goals, you specify your scenario, and according to the scenario, you put all you want to talk about it, and don't go ahead from the topic. Sixth is anticipate obstacle. Practice and find the right solution and answer for all the obstacles you have. If a roadblock occurs and you cannot convince the customers to buy from you, you're stuck in the roadblock and you're unable to overcome of the roadblock. Never blame your client that they don't buy from your site. It's your fault that you cannot convince the clients buy from you and answer all the worries and problems they have. Seventh is common points and interests. You must find the points and talk about them. You must know what to talk about with the customers. He will be attracted to you and talk to you. It's really important to understand what is really important, interesting to the client's side, and then discuss about all these factors. It helps you to continue your conversation with the clients. Eighth is, don't do several things at the same time. It's really important. Don't talk to the customer while you are eating, you are watching the movies, you are and doing some other things. You have to focus on all your attention in selling, because the client is going to pay you huge amount of the money to buy the product from your site. So you have to pay all your attention, convince him to pay you and to make the deals happen. So you have to completely focus on it. Ninth, energy in the words. In order to get the money in communication with the customers, you have to send your energy to get the energy. You have to give verbal energy to get material or money energy. Tenth is, put yourself in the customer's shoes. Do you enjoy your conversation when you are in the customer's place? Are you ready to buy and pay with your own explanation and words? These are the questions that you have to ask from yourself. That's why we said you to record your voice and listen to it, to be capable of checking yourself. 11th is, showing your speciality from your resume and your skills about the product, about the competitors and customers. 12th is question and correct answers. You have to be available and aware about the question techniques, including open question, closed question, discoverable questions, etc. Asking a question helps you to know more about the client and to make the deals happen. 13th is managing the time and duration of the conversation. Your conversation should be between 10 and 30 minutes every day and continue on different days. Never talk to a customer for a long time, like an hour or 2 hours or so on. And you have to postpone the conversation if it takes long to another call or another day, and don't continue a call for 1 hour, 2 hours. And the last technique is attention. The customer needs your attention to the issue and details, his needs, requests and interests, so you have to know about all of them and you have to pay attention to all of these needs. So you have to give the customers the necessary attention to trust you and buy from your site. These are the techniques that you have to take them into the consideration if you want to become a successful trader. I hope these podcasts help you to increase your knowledge, your skills, and make the deals happen.